Yo, man, what it is? What's up? It's your boy, Kevin Sounds. We in the Chopping Up Podcast right now. You already know what's going on. Every time when I'm in this episode and I'm doing a new one or I'm, you know, talking my shit, whatever it is, you already know it's something special. So, man, I just want to hit y'all with this news that everybody been talking about since it just hit. It just hit this morning, actually, bruh. This shit is crazy as hell, man. So, in other news, we have a person who is an ex-con named Sheldon Johnson. He appeared on Joe Rogan's podcast advocating for rehabilitative justice. He has been arrested after the police found a torso in his apartment. A damn torso, yes, you heard me correctly. So, they was over here reviewing camera footage of, like, his whereabouts at the apartment complex that he lives at. And they was looking at footage of him, I guess, like, you know, moving around a fucking suitcase for about, like, you know, a few times, like, multiple occasions. So, they've been trying to sit here and figure out, like, you know, what's going on. Because they trying to understand, like, okay, is he on a trip? Did he come back from a trip? They was over here really looking at bro's whereabouts. But if they know that he's an ex-con, he can't really travel outside the country and do too much like that, probably. So, they narrowed it down. And they figured out, like, you know, he's been doing some shit. And next thing you know, like, you know, they said that it was a missing person, I guess, like, person that he killed. They was trying to find who this person was, and they found him, or what was left of him, in this nigga's apartment. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy as fuck. So, they said Johnson was just out serving a 25-year jail sentence. He explained how unfair it was that he was sent to prison for as long as he was, and Joe Rogan agreed that Johnson's story reflects a huge problem of racism in the justice system. Which is not a lie, though. But today, Johnson was arrested after police found a severed head and limbless torso in a reported hearing, "Please don't, I have a family," before hearing two shots. Oh, hell no. This is crazy as hell. Nah, see, this is some fucked up shit. Now, my thing is, if you talking about you an ex-con and you over here preaching to everybody how it's racism in the system and all this shit, but you over here just making a cover story to be a fucking serial killer, nigga? Hell no. Nah. You gotta be back in jail and be buried under that motherfucker at that point. Because ain't no way in hell you mean to tell me you talking about, yeah, you know, I just want to spread the awareness of racism in the system of the jail and everything else that involves jail. But it's like you want to do all that shit, but then you still doing your bullshit. And talking about you was wrongly crying. Maybe you wasn't wrongly convicted and wrongly jailed for 25 years. Maybe they should have locked your ass up for another 25 years. Because goddamn. And maybe, like, you know, another thing is this. Maybe he did get wrongly convicted the first time. But that whole 25 years that you was in jail, you ain't innocent no more. You was in there shanking niggas. You was waiting for niggas to drop the soap. Shit, you was intimidating and extorting niggas over honey buns. All kinds of shit. So don't sit there and be like, okay, you know, they wrongly convicted me and blah, blah, blah. And you trying to play this little sad fucking sob story because you ex-con and shit. Because don't get me wrong, it's a lot of people that was wrongly convicted and all that. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of innocent people that is in jail. But, you know, the second they have to sit in jail, and whether it's longer than, like, what, a week or so, man, they ain't the same no more. Let's be real, they ain't the same no more. And been through some shit, they even got shanked, somebody tried to rape them, all kinds of shit. So you can't sit there and be like, oh, they're the same person. No, they ain't the same person no more. Shit. So maybe he wasn't probably on no crazy criminal shit when he, you know, when he got locked up and all that. But when he got out, he for sure learned all the shit. He got up under all the craziest people and learned all the shit from every single one of them and picked and chose what he wanted to take. And shit, nigga, he ran with that. Second he got out that in them fucking bars, he was like, shit, now I know how to do this shit without getting caught. That's how some motherfuckers think. They sit in jail and be like, you know what? It's going to make me smarter and it's going to make me a better criminal if I'm around all these other motherfuckers. Not necessarily, because you could be sitting there locked up with a gang of dumb motherfuckers. And on top of that, don't even, like, know how to get out of their own situation. So, they could be giving you any kind of advice to just sound cool as fuck that was in a movie or some shit, just so they could just sit there and have you looking fucked up. You're like, yeah, bro, you know, I told that little new nigga, yeah, just go over there and ask that nigga, like, you know, to help you out. And he don't even know he finna be that nigga bitch. Like, come on, bro. It'd be all kinds of crazy ass shit. So it's like at the end of the day, you could be locked up with a gang of dumbass motherfuckers. There ain't no smart criminals in jail. Shit. Ain't no smart criminals in jail. Motherfuckers wasn't planning to get caught. If they were smart, they wouldn't be in jail. That's how I put it. The motherfuckers who didn't get caught and all that shit, or probably, you know, got caught up a little bit with some shit, but it was nowhere near the real shit, then hey, you know, they learned their lesson a little bit, so they know how to be a little smarter. But other than that, though, the ones who got locked up, they wasn't going out their way to be like, okay, I've been getting away with this shit for so long, man, I might as well go on and let the, go on and start the race and let the race begin. And had the police chase me. Because I've been getting away with it for so long. Fuck no, bro. That's like, that's just some dumb shit. Can't everybody do a Zodiac killer? You think you getting away with all this shit and then you just keep sending letters to the police department and keep trying to be on some, taunting them and shit. Trying to talk shit. No, bro. That only worked for the Zodiac killer because he was a white man. Secondly, on top of that, shit was different. And then even when they finally narrowed it down and found out who it was, the nigga was dead already. So, come on, man. And so I just feel like at the end of the day, all that shit with that criminal shit, motherfuckers need to just go sit down, bro, and go on and get a job. Because y'all motherfuckers be sitting here trying to make it seem like, oh yeah, being a criminal is easier than... Man, fuck that shit. The same amount of work and energy that you put in with being a criminal and doing all that illegal shit, you could be doing that for yourself or doing that for a job and actually be stacking up your money. Without having to look over your shoulder, worry about the police, and worry about, okay, you got to keep it with whatever lie that you said last time. That's stupid shit. That's dumb shit. Why do all that when you could just go the legal route? You already got caught one time. What makes you think that you ain't going to get caught again? Like, I don't understand people's logic with this shit sometimes. Like, y'all niggas be dumb as fuck. Y'all niggas be dumb as fuck. Be thinking that y'all ain't going to get caught up eventually. Like, come on, bro. Shit be dumb as hell. But yeah, you know, it was just crazy. It was just crazy to read that info and just hear how bro was sitting here talking about how he was trying to blame, you know, the prison system and all this shit. Don't get me wrong, he wasn't lying though, because the prison system is fucked up. It is bad for everybody. But you know, at the end of the day though, some of the people who does, like, you know, like, deserve the justice and deserve to get the book thrown at them and shit, you know, can't speak for all the motherfuckers. Because them motherfuckers put their own selves in that position. They had a decision to make, like, you know, okay, do I kill this person or can I just go on about my life and mind my business and be free? But they want to take the first decision. And that's the whole reason why they sitting in jail. They want to be on some dumb shit. Shit. So at the end of the day, that's how that goes, man. Motherfuckers try to sit there and be like, oh yeah, have sympathy for me and blah, blah, blah. Some motherfuckers you can have sympathy for because they really do be innocent. But a lot of you motherfuckers, they be sitting there trying to, like, you know, talk and lie a whole good ass story and make it seem like they was wrong and they was framed and, you know, for some shit that they didn't do. But some of these motherfuckers, no. Mm-mm. They be lying. Which kind of goes to this other fucking thing that I was going to talk about, man. I really don't kind of want to talk about this situation, but I am going to talk about it because a lot of people needs to know about this shit. It needs to be awareness that needs to be spread. So, this is what happened, dude. It was fucked up, man. It was a 20-year-old mom. She had got tortured, kidnapped, and, you know, the R word, basically. And this was behind some people that she knew. Now, I guess it was a friend of hers that invited her over. And what happened was, she only was under the impression of them hanging out, they was just gonna kick it, but the whole time didn't even know that it was seven other people that was waiting for her to come through. And when she came through, they handcuffed her, had her at gunpoint, and it was doing all kinds of fucked up shit to her, man. And they tortured her and was recording shit. So I don't know when all how like long ago this happened, but they finally got all eight of those people. And when they showed the mugshot of all these niggas, bro, and bitches, yeah, and bitches, these was bitches doing it too. So when I seen the mugshots, I was like, oh yeah, y'all look like some grimy motherfuckers, bro. Like, and it's just so fucked up that y'all did that and y'all took her from her kid. Like, it's just, it's really fucked up shit like this that happens a lot with motherfuckers that you at least expect, bro. Motherfuckers that you probably kick it with on a cool day-to-day basis or every now and then basis. And you at least expect the motherfucker to set you up or backdoor you on any kind of shit. Whether that's robbing you, torturing you, all kind of kidnapping you, or anything. Yeah. And we back with another one. You already know. Man, it's Chopping the Podcast. It's your boy Kim Sounds back at it again, man. Man, this topic is crazy as hell because I don't know. I feel like not everybody talks about spirituality, and they do. When they do talk about it, it gets tackled in a certain position where it's like everybody is taking sides and everybody's switching teams like 2K and Madden. So I don't know, man. Every time it's some crazy news, I just feel like I say it a lot, but this one is really crazy because I was not expecting Snoop Dogg to have beef with a whole reverend. Now, that shit was like probably on my bucket list of 2024. I was just like, God damn, come on now, what the hell going on? But, you know, I guess it was a pastor named Geno Jennings. He was over here publicly shaming Snoop Dogg for, you know, trying to get back into, like, you know, the lifestyle of trying to go to church and trying to be a Christian. Even though he still has some of his ways of what he done in his life, he still is trying to find a way to, like, get past that. He's still trying to find a way to at least try to, like, you know, get past it and not trying to smoke no more. So, like, you know, it's crazy how people want to publicly want to shame you and want to judge you for shit. But last time I checked, at the end of the day, when you look into the Bible, really it says, come as you are. So it's like, even though you may be having the dirt of the world on you, and you have a lot of bullshit that may be on you from, like, shit that's happening in your life and what that you've been doing in your past, like, you know, your spare time and in your past, that's gonna be on you. You can't do nothing about that. When you come in as your, like, you know, as you are, and you trying to get the word of the Lord in you, it doesn't matter about any of that. You're supposed to come as you are. So it's like, you know, I do understand both sides. I understand what the pastor is saying. I understand what Snoop is saying. But I just feel like at the end of the day, niggas need to understand, like, you know, you can't consistently still be okay with still being in a lifestyle that you're in if you're continuing, like, to try to better your relationship with God. If you know that it's certain things that you got to work on, if it's certain things that you got to do, you need to understand at the end of the day, focus on that. Don't keep making excuses for it. And, you know, I understand where people is coming from with that shit. I understand where the pastor is coming from with that. Because if you are trying to better yourself, you can't be in that same position that you was in before. You got to try to elevate yourself. Get those people away from you that was already having you on that shit of you wanting to smoke, you wanting to drink, and all that other shit. So, you know, if you know that, like, you know, at the end of the day, certain things that you need to focus on, do that shit. But, you know, people will make excuses, and motherfuckers is gonna sit there and be like, oh, well, I can't do this, and I can't go a day without this, and, yeah, you know, I mean, you can, you just choosing not to, you know? We can all, like, you know, do some shit like that. You all take a little break off of something, but it's just up to us. It's the mind power, it's the mind game thing. You know, we always gonna feel like it's gonna be hard for us to really go cold turkey and go without certain things. But we have to find substitutes. We have to find things that are going to help us with that shit. That's going to make it better for us. You know? That's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, it's just crazy to even hear stuff like that. Because really, like, that's why I feel like a lot of people don't really lean over towards church and don't lean over towards the spiritual and a religious part of things, because they're so judgmental on things that they should be welcoming people in on and letting them understand God takes you as you are. They're not. That's the shit that's just making me upset, because it's like, back in the days when I came up and when I was brought up in church, I was raised in church. I understand how it was. So it's like everybody who was coming into church, people wasn't going to church every day. So when they came into church, they dressed how they were. They came how they were because they was just like worried about the word and want to get that word so they could like get through whatever they was going through in their life at that time. It doesn't matter about how you come, and it doesn't matter about what you may be doing in your life if you still doing drugs and if you still doing drinking. If you have enough common sense in your mind and something tells you to go to church, you got enough common sense and some kind of sober bone in your body to know to go to church. So I can care less about what a pastor say or a reverend and all that. They don't know every fucking thing about what they talking about. Because if you got enough common sense and want to go to church, or you going to Bible study, or you going to something on Sundays and shit, that means you're trying the best that you can. And then even outside of church, you don't have to go to church just to be praising the Lord. So for them niggas to sit there and be doing that shit, they just trying to put it on extra thick so they can get some more tithes. Don't let that fool none of y'all. And I'm telling y'all right now, even the people that may be going to church, don't let that shit fool y'all, bruh. Because they trying to put on a good sermon to try to get you to come out your pockets even more. Because at the end of the day, you're still paying their phone bill, you're paying their car note, and you're paying their house bill. You're paying all that shit. You're paying the mortgage, all that. So, at the end of the day, don't get caught up in that bullshit. Because a lot of us ain't perfect. A lot of people can't help with the shit that they're, like, in right now. A lot of people aren't in control of things that they're able to change. So, at the end of the day, like, you know, people ain't able to change all the things that's happening in their lives. You know, it's only so much that they could do. They could take words from God and piece by piece and do things as much as they could do. But if they know how this situation is and that's how they got to handle it and how they got to take it, that's how they got to take it. I'll be damned if it's somebody on the outside looking in on my life and tell me you need to do this and blah, blah, blah. That could be the whole motherfucking, the way of how I get fucked up because you want me to take that same route. I'm not going to take that route because you want me to, partner. Yeah. You don't know the life that I lead. So, for niggas to be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, brother, I just feel like you need to let that go and blah, blah, blah. The second I let go doing this or whatever the case may be, nigga, I'll be sitting there setting myself up for failure. I'll be damned if I listen to your ass. So, that's why it's just like, you know, they do try to help, but sometimes, you know, pastors don't be knowing everything. Because another thing is, too, you ain't trying to be all the way fucking honest about the shit that you doing in your fucking life. If you out here selling drugs and you pimping and you hustling or whatever that you doing, you hoeing and shit, you ain't trying to tell the pastor that you over here sucking dick for a living. So, at the end of the day, you know, he over here talking about, well, you know, it's just, it may be certain vices that you need to give up, brother, and certain vices that you need to give up, sister, so you can get your life together with God. But the second you probably give that up, you ain't got no house, you ain't got no car, you ain't got shit because you want to get your life together. Now, okay, I understand, like, you know, if you do give that up and you want to get your life together and do certain things, it's going to take a minute. Yeah, of course, because over time, you're not thinking about wanting to go do that shit and wanting to go get your life straight and all that. So at the end of the day, bro, you got a lot of motherfuckers that's going to sit there and try to give you a lot of, like, input on shit that they don't really know that you're going through in your life. That's why I feel like at the end of the day, you know, yeah, they try to help and they try to give you a lot of good, like, you know, advice. But at the end of the day, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about either. They don't. And if they do know somewhat of it, that probably was whatever that they were dealing with years ago. That's all I'm like, I don't know, bro. They could sit there and try to put, you know, a lot of opinion in their shit and put in their 2 cents and try to make it sound good and talk you out of your lifestyle. But 9 times out of 10, they don't know what you go through. They don't know that the shit that you have to deal with and do what you got to do to get ahead. That's all I'm like, you know, yeah, it's cool, but, you know, it is what it is. That's why a lot of people don't fuck with church too much, though. A lot of people don't like church because motherfuckers be judgmental. You got a lot of people that's on bullshit and want to talk about, oh, well, you know, you need to do this and you need to blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, you're going to take care of my kids. You're going to help me with my bills. You're going to do all this shit. Well, if not, then don't tell me what to do with my fucking life. Point blank, period. That's how I feel about the shit. And you got all these people that just want to sit here and make it seem like, oh, well, you know, you needed this and you needed that. Well, you know, you don't know everything of my life. So if I'm trying to, like, you know, tell you what's going on, I'm just trying to give you the insight of it. I'm not trying to tell you so you can try to control me and tell me what to do with my own fucking life. And that's another thing that people need to understand. When somebody's opening up to you and trying to tell you something about their life, don't try to go out your way and try to steer their direction and try to take control of their boat. You're not the captain of their fucking ship. They are. So let them figure out what the fuck they need to do. Stop trying to sit here and figure out, okay, well, they needed this and they needed that. Let them figure out what the fuck they need to do because it's their fucking life. Like, for real, y'all niggas be sitting here trying to take control and be like, you needed this and you needed that. That's where motherfuckers fuck up at and fall short of. You need to just be the supportive person and you need to support them whatever of they do. And if they do, you know, fall short and they make mistakes and do some shit and they're not successful, just help them. Help them up. You got so many motherfuckers that can't wait to be on some I told you so shit and I this and I that and I blah, blah, blah. So at the end of the day, that's why I'm just like, you know, it's a lot of fake ass motherfuckers that be on some shit. I don't have time for it. That's why I cut a lot of motherfuckers like that out of my fucking life. Still am. I just had to cut a motherfucker like that out of my life not too long ago. That's why I'm just looking like, you know, at the end of the day, motherfuckers is going to sit there and show their actions. You know, they're going to sit there and be like, you know, oh, I'm there for you and I'm blah, blah, blah. But the second a motherfucker fuck up and be on some shit where you're only human and it shows that anybody can do that shit and anybody can make the same mistake that he does, but you want to hold him accountable because he's that particular nigga, that's that fake shit. That is that fake shit. I don't fuck with all that. That's why I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, for niggas to show their true colors and then trying to act like they don't hold themselves accountable for shit, I can't fuck with niggas like that, bro. I can't. That's why I'm like, you know, for the pastor to sit there and talk about Snoop Dogg and say that, oh yeah, you know, you can't come as you are and blah, 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 and, you know, thinking that you could come as you are and stay as you are, you're wrong for that. Whoopie, whoop, whoop, whoop. Well, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, niggas ain't gonna sit here and try to say that they're trying to stay as they are, but also, the shit don't happen overnight. For you to think that a nigga is just gonna go cold turkey overnight and stop smoking weed and all that, it's not gonna happen like that, bro. Of course, a nigga is gonna putt from time to time and slow it down so he can really get his image together and do certain things. But at the end of the day, you know, for you to sit there and try to judge motherfuckers, can't everybody turn around and have a good turnaround like you, OG? So for you to sit there and do that, and the way that you talk, you can tell that nigga, you was one of them cold-blooded piece of shit ass niggas back then. You only got lucky because, you know, you seen that the little God shit and the pastor church shit would give you a good turnaround, so you probably went with that and got a good cleanup and turned your little life around. But other than that, dude, you ain't safe from nobody else. Because anybody else on the outside looking in can see that you easily are also hating on Snoop Dogg too. Because at the end of the day, Snoop could easily sit there, and if you want to go back to want to be a Christian and all that, they're going to welcome him in. It's going to be a lot of fake-ass church people. It's going to be a fake-ass pastor that's going to welcome him in and be on some shit and be like, yeah, you know, we accept you as you are, Snoop Dogg, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, he going to get a lot of their blessings and shit, but at the end of the day, don't sit there and hand on that nigga either because, you know, he making a little more money than you, and you've been doing the church shit for years. Because that's what it seemed like. You know, you trying to go out your way to talk about certain artists and certain motherfuckers who's around your age. Nigga, Snoop Dogg been making music and been doing this shit when you probably was like 19, nigga. 18, 19, still trying to do that church shit. So y'all probably damn near around the same age. And for you to be sitting there talking about, out of everybody, you talking about Snoop Dogg? Come on, bro. You could be talking about other motherfuckers who over here trying to get their life together with guys. Snoop ain't the only nigga. You could be talking about Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker ain't safe. Yeah, he want to do the little Christian shit now and all that, but you ain't safe when you was doing Smokey from Friday and you was the little gay designer nigga from The Sixth Element or The Sixth Sense and all that shit. Like, come on, bro. Chris Tucker is another nigga that people could be talking about, but nobody chooses to talk about him. Like, it's a few motherfuckers who went Christian at the last minute. Nobody talks about that, but it's like at the end of the day, they want to pick and choose who they want to talk about. And that's all I'm looking at Geno Jennings like. For you to sit there and out of everybody you want to talk about Snoop, at least Snoop is trying. I mean, at least Snoop is trying to do some shit and he's understanding that he needs to start making some changes with himself. Even though it may be like, you know, yeah, he hella old now, but it's better late than never. So for you to sit there and try to make somebody feel like an outcast or feel like an outsider just trying to make a change and doing some shit, nigga, you of all people should understand shit don't happen overnight. And with how you talk and how proud and bold you talk on your sermons and shit and boldly speak about other people's lives and their fuck-ups, you act like you ain't never made a fuck-up in your life, my nigga. And the way that you speak, I can tell you was probably on some dope dealer shit. You probably was a pimp. You probably was pushing something. You was pushing something back in them days for you to be a pastor now. Because a lot of you niggas be doing that shit too. A lot of niggas who's pastors now had a fucked up back life. Come on now. That's what I call it, back life. The whole back life, them niggas was selling dope, or them niggas was pimping, or them niggas was robbing niggas. They was on some shit where they was robbing banks and all that, and then too, they went in jail and they sat down for about a good amount of years, then they wanna be a pastor. Nigga, you ain't fooling me. You're not fooling me. So for you to sit there and be on your high horse now, you wanna talk about Snoop and talk about other niggas that's trying to finally get their shit together. You're the last person to say anything. That's why Snoop said what the fuck he said. Because he was like, bro, it's funny how everybody else got a problem except, you know, I mean, nobody else has a problem except you. Everybody else is taking me in as they, you know, as I am and understanding, you know, I'm not perfect. It's going to take me time to get over certain things, especially this weed shit, because that's what everybody trips about. That's the most common thing that everybody, and that's the most obvious thing that everyone trips about, is because Snoop Dogg smokes weed. Now, when he was trying to quit smoking weed, everybody thought the nigga was faking. But then, when they seen that he was faking and all that shit, they was like, oh, well, damn. But the people who are actually took it in and really was like, you know, understanding, okay, you know, maybe Snoop might be actually real about this. He actually made a lot of niggas stop smoking. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, certain things like that that show, like, you know, motherfuckers do be trying to make changes and motherfuckers do be thinking about making changes and doing things. But at the end of the day, when you have people like Geno Jennings and other motherfuckers that want to discourage you into trying to be better and be on a good side of shit, they make you want to go back into the dark side of things and make you just be like, you know, nigga, like, fuck that shit. Blow some smoke in that nigga face. But it's like, he's not trying to do that. But like I said, you know, at the end of the day, this shit ain't gonna happen overnight. Of course, a nigga gonna sit there and smoke a blunt or two, but he ain't gonna sit there and constantly be smoking like how he used to and be on that same shit. Cause he understand, I gotta start getting my shit together. I gotta do this. I'm older now. I gotta worry about my health. I'm smoking this particular product and I'm smoking with tobacco and whoop-de-woo-woo-woo. I need to make sure I ain't got cancer. It's little shit like that. That's why I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, for a nigga to sit there and make it seem like, oh, well, it's gonna be this and it's gonna be that, and you know, Snoop Dogg, you shouldn't even be trying to this, and you shouldn't, come on bro, you the last nigga to even be trying to do anything like that. Didn't nobody stop you and condemn you from trying to be a pastor, even if you had a fucked up upbringing and whatever that you was doing before you wanted to be a pastor. So for you to sit there and try to condemn Snoop Dogg for trying to be a good Christian and trying to do as much as he can right now to make up for the shit that he know that he fucked up on, you should be the last person saying anything. And nobody on this planet should try to judge another person on trying to do better, bro. That's all I gotta say. Because we all done some fucked up shit. Whether people know about it or people don't know about it. We know about it. God knows about it. But unless we develop that relationship with him and we ask for forgiveness and we start trying to do better since that time or whatever happened since then, as long as we trying, bro, it don't matter. Like, God knows how our heart is. God knows how we feel. He knows our moments of feeling bad and our moments of not wanting to be, you know, feeling like we're not loved and everything. It's just all that shit. God knows how we are. So it's like, at the end of the day, for motherfuckers to sit there and be like, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that because you've been a sinner for this amount of time. Nigga, you can't sit there and tell me nothing, bro. Because my God is an awesome God, bro. My God is an awesome God. At the end of the day, whatever that you went through and all that shit, especially if you're really serious about trying to get your shit together, God is going to forgive you and God is going to make sure that you're good, man. It doesn't matter about anybody else. It don't matter about motherfuckers sitting there saying, oh, he's still the same person. He's still this. Your actions prove it. Your actions show what you mean. Your actions show that you're really trying to change. And not just your actions, but your mindset. And once you start understanding the mistakes that you made and the stuff that you have caused, you know that you have caused pain to other people and all that shit. Whether you're able to, like, apologize, however that situation is supposed to go, as long as you're able to understand, that's the thought that counts. That's the half of the battle, my nigga. But like I said, though, you got a lot of people that don't sit here and look at it like that. You got a lot of people that be on so much fake shit. They want to be in denial. They want to be on like, oh, well, I never caused that person this and I never did that. So I don't know why they're looking at me like I'm the reason why. first of all, you damn near is, but you don't want to sit there and take responsibility for shit. So, you know, it's a lot of people that do that shit too. You can't sit there and beat them up for that. You can't sit there and put them on the cross for none of that shit. It is what it is. God is going to handle them at the end of the day. That's what I'm saying, you know. You just got to make sure that you're good. Make sure, like, the stuff that you know that you was responsible for, the stuff that you did, ask for forgiveness. Because at the end of the day, you know, in the moment, you may not have known that was the right thing to do, that was the wrong thing to do. But, you know, like, shit, nigga, like, you know, motherfuckers try to play. So, over time, once you understand, like, you know, you was wrong for some shit, you probably did do some fucked up shit, ask for forgiveness. Start understanding and find a way to even, like, you know, apologize to that person if you can, if you're able even to talk to them anymore. But other than that, it's just like, you know, just try as best as you can, though, man. But like I said, though, you know, it's a lot of people that be on weird shit like that and act like, you know, they don't have to explain themselves and be on some, you know, other things like that. That's why I'm like, you know, it is what it is, bro. It really is what it is. That's why I'm like, you know, I don't really have time for motherfuckers to be sitting here being on no fake shit with me. That's why it's like, you know, I always keep it real and I try to keep it blunt as possible because I don't want motherfuckers getting the wrong idea. I'm gonna let it be fucking known. And it's like you can either take it this way or that way. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't have time for motherfuckers to be sitting here acting like, oh, well, you know, well, he's still tripping about this and that nigga really got them. No, I'm not tripping about that. It is what it is. You already showed me how you are as a person. I'm not gonna trip about it no more. I'm not, because at the end of the day, my God showed me a lot of shit too. So, like, with me asking for forgiveness and just to see, like, you know, if I was wrong on certain things, I ask for forgiveness. I ask and let it be known. If I'm wrong on shit, let me know if I'm wrong on shit, and I'm gonna ask for, you know, forgiveness. I'm gonna tell that person, like, you know, I apologize for shit, and I'm, you know, I'm gonna talk to God and let him know, you know, I'm sorry for being wrong on that. But at the end of the day, you know, if you know that you did wrong and you wasn't really trying to do right by a motherfucker, I'm not finna sit there and apologize for shit on everything. I'm not. Not. That's why I'm just like, it's just crazy how people really play that mind game shit with you and try to make it seem like, oh, well, you're just tripping and you're just this. But like I said, God knows how your heart is. God knows the shit that you went through. God knows the times that you went out your way to go really try to do stuff with people. So it's like, you know, you don't have to explain yourself to nobody. You don't have to sit there and feel like you got to get frustrated and stoop down to their level. You don't have to do any of that. You know, so that's why, you know, it's really important that you really do develop that spirituality with yourself. And you don't have to go to church for that. Which is like another thing I wanted to prove and let that be known, because a lot of people feel like you gotta go to church for all that shit. As long as you have a, like, a stable connection and a stable relationship to know that you need to talk to him, you need to start studying that Bible and making that time for him and really understanding what he's talking about, then that's it. That's all. But you got a lot of people that will sit here and make it seem like, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't that and I can't. Well, you're just making it seem like you can't. You're choosing not to. So I'm like, you know, it's funny how people want to choose and go out their way to go look at shit about motherfuckers wanting to be on some thought shit and motherfuckers want to fight and motherfuckers want to do this and that and the third. But can't nobody go out their way to go look at no religious shit and really go learn about themselves and elevate their mind. So, you know, it's up to you. Really up to you. But yeah, man, that's just a lot of shit that I just want to get off my chest. But other than that though, man, that shit was just crazy as fuck. I just want to speak on that situation, and I really feel like, you know, with pastors like Geno Jennings and niggas like Snoop Dogg, people really shouldn't be trying to be on no judgmental shit. Because at the end of the day, niggas is trying, motherfuckers is trying to better themselves. So you shouldn't be trying to sit there and fault that person and judge that person off top on trying to better themselves. You should be trying to encourage that and try to encourage more people like Snoop Dogg and other people that may be on similar things like Snoop Dogg to try to better themselves and get into church and start trying to develop a relationship. But you got people like him that want to try to be the opposite and try to push people away from church, which is why Snoop Dogg said what he said. This is why a lot of people don't go to church now, because you got niggas like him that want to sit there and shun people that come as they are and try to like be on some positive shit and have an open mind when coming to church and hoping that they don't get judged, because they already have that feeling that they're going to get judged. So the second that you do that, when they walk through the door, they're gone. Nothing to stick around and be like, oh well, oh I don't know, like, you know, why he's looking at me like that, I'ma just leave. Yeah bro, like niggas is just gonna leave, bro. Ain't nobody finna stick around and think that, oh well, you know, he's not finna worry about no bro, like motherfuckers really on that kind of time, you gotta just leave him alone at this point. You just have to, because for them to sit there and want to judge you on trying to be better and trying to do things that's a different way, I don't understand why people even look at it like that. Because at the end of the day, you got a lot of people that's sitting there trying to better themselves and trying to do things that's going to make a difference in their lives and hopefully people around them. But you got a lot of motherfuckers that sit there that's from church and be like, no, because ever since then, since 95, I remember when he was talking about hoes and bitches. Like, come on, man. This sounds like you got a whole ass, old ass vendetta against Snoop Dogg type shit. And nigga, you damn near the same age as Snoop Dogg. So you need to go on and just let that go and understand at the end of the day, ain't nobody perfect. So for you to sit there and do that, but everybody else is willing to accept him, money or not, and celebrity or not, fame or not. Like, regardless if Snoop Dogg is famous or not, they're letting it be known, it's okay. Like, we accept you for who you are. Don't listen to what other people are saying. Like, even though other people may be like, oh, well, they accepted him because he probably gave him a fat-ass check. Well, however that y'all look at that shit, that is really how it is, and that's how God is. Come as you are. Well, how this nigga is, and he trying to make it seem like, well, you're not supposed to be still being that same way. What? I ain't never heard nobody sitting here going cold turkey and talking about, oh yeah, ever since I joined church, I stopped drinking the next day. It don't happen like that. It doesn't. I'm sorry. Unless you check yourself into a rehab and you really get yourself around people that don't smoke and that don't drink, that's the only way that can happen. But as long as he's around those people and he's around family and friends that probably do that same shit, he's still going to be around now unless he really isolates himself and goes to rehab. And he has to make that decision. So you can't sit there and try to bully a nigga into doing that. Even if you is in church, even though you try to hide behind God, you're still trying to bully and intimidate a motherfucker into doing some shit. Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you ain't no different. Just because you think that you got your life cleaned up with God and you a pastor, you still on the same shit that you was on before you got your life together with God, nigga. Let's be real. And it's a lot of you niggas out here that do that shit and hide behind that God shit and still be taking niggas' money. So, I don't want to hear it. I've been stopped going to church because the last nigga that we went to, he was on that same shit. Niggas was so busy worried about tithes when everybody was going through their shit. Niggas was damn near homeless going to that nigga church. And that nigga talking about a tithe of $1,000. Nigga, you thought you must have thought that you was boozy or something. Nigga talking about $1,000. Put your pussy lips on live, I'll give you $1,000. Nigga, this is church. Thinking niggas finna give you $1,000 for a tithe. I would love $1,000 from every single church member of this motherfucker. Cause that was a big ass church that we went to. Shit. Talking about $1,000. I love $1,000 from each and every single one of you motherfuckers. Shit. Got me fucked up. That's why niggas don't go to church now, because y'all niggas be already on that money hunt shit. And then got the nerve to hide behind the word of God and thinking, yeah, because God wants you to give. And he wants you to plant the seed, my child. Bitch, get the fuck out of my face, nigga. I gotta worry about my card note. What are you talking about? Talking about some goddamn planting seeds. Nigga, go plant a seed in my backyard, bitch ass nigga. So I'm like, I ain't got time for that shit. Don't fall for that shit neither. For y'all niggas who do go to church, don't fall for all that damn tithing shit neither. God understand when you got it and when you don't got it. How you think he fed all them people with a damn loaf and some fish? Shit. He understood that niggas didn't have it, and then he made it work. Shit. He made it work, goddammit. Shit, if I only got $5 to give you for a tithing, that's all I can give you. Don't sit there and ask me for no motherfucking $1,000. Shit. That's why I'm like, y'all niggas be really on that bullshit. And y'all niggas be contradicting yourselves in that Bible shit. Y'all want to sit there and take words out the Bible and try to use it to get money out of niggas. But if a motherfucker spit the words right back at you, you don't know what to say. And so I'm like, I don't like them pastor motherfuckers. Because I went head up with a pastor motherfucker. I almost had to knock that nigga teeth out. Trying to act like you thought that I was stupid enough to fall for your shit. And thinking that niggas didn't know that you was really trying to get money. Come on, nigga. I'm cool, bro. You fake as fuck. That's why a lot of niggas stop going to that church. But anyways, I don't want to stop y'all from going to church. I don't want to stop y'all from having that, you know, that routine and that schedule, whatever that y'all do. But at the end of the day, don't be naive to how a lot of these pastors are. A lot of these motherfuckers really be on some shit where they just want money and they got to pay their bills. So at the end of the day, with that being said, man, I'm gonna do me a little music break. This is your boy, Kim and Sounds. This is Chopping the Podcast, and I will be right back with another message. Deuces. Top of the morning, man. Top of the morning, man. Top of the top. What's up with everybody, man? How y'all doing, boy? Just plotting the Kim Sounds. We back at it again. Man, had to take a little break real quick. There's been a few things going on and stuff. I had to kind of occupy. So, you know, my apologies, y'all. But I did want to get into some shit about this motherfuckers over here playing a part. That's the best way I can describe it. You know, you got a lot of motherfuckers out here who play a part, and then you got people who pretend and, you know, they overly step their boundaries and do too much when they know damn well they need to be focused on certain things. So, you know, I don't know, bro. It's just crazy as hell knowing some motherfuckers, especially, like, you know, if you grew up with motherfuckers and you know people, you know how motherfuckers move, you just gonna get a little irritated, man. Cause you know motherfuckers need to do it better. But it's not your life, it's their life, you feel me? So the main thing you gotta fucking remind yourself, man. Another thing is too, I'm sick and tired of you niggas always sitting here claiming that, oh yeah, you know, if you want this lifestyle and you blah blah blah, you gotta do this and you gotta that and you gotta take it by his hands and all this bullshit. When the whole time your ass over here probably faking whatever the fuck that you talking about and what you trying to put out there, it's a whole different thing. So, you know, with motherfuckers talking about, oh well, you know, man, I've been pimping for 300 years and I've been this. Come on, bro. You know, damn well most of that time, your ass ain't even was sitting there pimping. Y'all ass probably was sitting there working at Burger King or something. So, you know, a lot of motherfuckers gonna sit there and tell you different because it sound good. But realistically, them niggas didn't do any of that shit they sitting there telling you. So, another thing people gotta understand is niggas will sit there and talk you into shit to get your whole situation fucked up. Just to see that you probably already got a good thing going on, but you probably too blind to see that you got a good thing going on. So what you gonna do? You be like, man, bro, fuck this shit. I'm gonna go on, ask somebody else what they think or what they think I should do. And now you done really fucked your life up. Not all advice be a good advice, man. And I be telling niggas this all the time. You know, it's up to you if you take that advice. It's up to you if you do certain things with that info. So with that being said, you know, you got a lot of people that sit there and be on that kind of timing. So I'm like, I don't really understand why motherfuckers gotta sit there and lie. Just be yourself. You don't have to sit there and act like you a pimp. You don't have to sit there and act like you a criminal. You ain't gotta act uneducated just to be fucked with. You know, motherfuckers like to do that too. You think because you act stupid and act like you don't know more or know more than the average nigga or the next nigga, you feel like you're accepted more. That's another problem with a lot of y'all, bruh. I don't understand why people like to play stupid. Like, that's the thing. Nigga, playing stupid is stupid. Why would you do that? I'm just saying, you know. I know motherfuckers who actually is stupid. So, I wouldn't be, you know, one of them niggas that sit there and go out their way to be like, yeah, man, I'm a blah, blah, blah. Come on, bro. I know niggas who really don't have no game. I know niggas out here who really don't have no knowledge of anything whatsoever. But then, you know, you so quick to say, yeah, because, you know, I've been doing this and I've been doing that. My granddaddy taught me this. Man, well, you know, you want to sit there and blame your granddaddy for certain things, but you got to look at it like this, though, bro. You talking about, yeah, because my family this and my family that, but 9 times out of 10, with how you carry yourself and how you do certain things, feel that people just sit there and be talking, man. Some motherfuckers just be sitting there really talk. And, you know, like I said, there ain't nothing wrong with, you know, talking your shit and wanting to, you know, act like you that nigga. But come on, man. Come on, bro. There's too many motherfuckers out here that be sitting there talking up a storm, lying about shit. And the whole time, these niggas ain't once fuck with no, you know, no business like that. And acting like, oh, yeah, bro. I could get it out of bitch if I have to, and I gotta blah, blah, blah. Not necessarily. That's why I don't understand why we're in a time right now where everybody feel like they could be a pimp. Everybody could be super fly. No. Why don't you just go to school and get a fucking education? I do not understand you niggas, bro. Y'all niggas sit there and go out your way to be like, yeah, because you know, it's blah, blah, blah. And it's real in these streets, and it's real in the field. But the whole time, your ass ain't did nothing. So I'm like, you know, it's so easy for motherfuckers to be like, yeah, because you know, bro, you got to get it out of bitch. And you got to blah, blah, blah. It's just crazy how people still think with these old ass mindsets. Because with that way of thinking, it's dead. That way of thinking is fucking dead. I don't care how many times y'all niggas sit there and be like, yeah, because you know, pimping and hoeing is the best thing going. You ain't knowing. No, nigga. No, it ain't the best thing going. Unless you want to go down for 20 years in human trafficking and all this shit, you go on ahead, buddy. Shit, I'll stick with having a fucking job and having multiple businesses of my own and worry about what the fuck I need to do. Because you can't do that when you locked up. You can't do that when you doing that shit that you claiming that you trying to be involved in. So, I don't know. So I'm like, you know, a lot of you niggas out here, you try to portray a lifestyle that you don't really live. And a lot of you niggas out here talking about, yeah, nigga, I'm really out here. I'm out here pimping hoes and blah, 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 and whoop-de-whoop. But the whole time, you ain't getting no money out of bitch. You ain't even got your utilities, like, really covered. Nigga, how your bills not paid, but you talking about you pimping? Come on, blood. Niggas is ass backwards. Niggas be out here boyfriend pimping. Niggas be out here really simp pimping and then got the nerve to think that that's real pimping. Nah, bro. Like, niggas be tarnish the game and then got the nerve to think that that's a real pimping. No, bro. Your way of pimping and your way of thinking that you're pimping in your brain, you need to keep that to yourself, because if you ever came across a real person that is involved in that field, nigga, that's a slap in their face. And they damn right have to squirrel with you after saying that. Because that shit that niggas be doing is nothing of the sort. So I'm like, why do people be so focused on that pimp shit so much? I don't get you niggas. A lot of you niggas who keep rah-rahing that pimp shit don't do nothing pimp-like. Niggas do not do nothing pimp-like, bro. And I don't understand why you niggas sit there and want to keep talking about that shit. That shit whack. Shit whack as fuck. You ain't really got no shit in line where you got more than, multiple women. You ain't got to lie to them. They all living under one household. They all got some shit situated where all y'all can sit there and coexist together too. Come on, man. Now that's pimping. But if you gotta sit here and lie to one bitch and lie to the other and play, oh, baby, you the only one in my life, that ain't pimping, bro. Having it your way is pimping without having to sit here and lie and feel like you gotta give a fuck about another motherfucker's feelings. Because really, you know, that's one thing about why motherfuckers claim that they lie is because they care about what another motherfucker gotta say and what they care about feeling. But let's be real, a lot of these motherfuckers be doing that shit because they don't want to get busted, but once they get busted and they want to tell the truth, they think it's going to make shit better. No, if you just tell them from the get-go and give them an option, that gives them an option whether they can take it or leave it. And if they leave, they fucking leave. That's a person that you didn't need in your life. But 9 times out of 10, that person be like, well, you know what? I might go see what's up with that person. I just might go act and check up on them, or however they want to have an excuse for the reason why they crawl back. But they always going to fuck with you first because you was honest with them. You wasn't sitting there going out your way to be like, oh, well, you know, no, you the only one, baby, and you blah, 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 you the only one I love. No. You should have kept the rental set that she ain't the only one. It's multiple that you talk to. You're trying to find out who's the more serious one out of all the women that you're talking to. So, man, the best woman win type shit. If you on some honest shit like that, and let it be known, just like how women let it be known, no, I'm looking for a man with this, I'm looking for a man with blah, 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 then you gotta be on that same shit. You gotta be on that same shit. So I'm like, you know, it's too many niggas out here, bro, that just be so thirsty and desperate, just like bitches. All you bitches be desperate and sit here and turn around and want to go fuck with all these other motherfuckers. And the second you try to go fuck with most of these motherfuckers, you be mad because you find out, oh, well, this nigga ain't really what you think and really blah, blah, blah. Well, if you just treated him with how the fuck he looked, nigga wouldn't have never even sat there and thought that. Y'all niggas be sitting there fucking up, man. Niggas and bitches. Y'all sit there and go fuck up and go fuck with the ugliest one out the bunch. Then be mad as soon as shit goes sideways. Now that motherfucker walking around saying all kinds of shit about you because now they have room to. Nigga, that's on you, man. That's on you, man. Shit, didn't nobody force you to go fuck that ugly motherfucker? Now you want to be mad because now they got ammunition to talk shit about you. Well, that's why niggas are telling you focus on you. So I'm like, you know, people don't be understanding that shit. And of course they're going to be like, oh, well, you know, oh, well, it's going to be this and it's a lot of that going on. Well, I mean, come on, bro. What the fuck do you expect? Because there's a lot of desperate-ass men and women out here that don't care about a person being ugly or anything. They just, oh, if they suck dick or if they do this or if they do that, okay. You so worried about your other head, you not thinking with your big head, and you talking about how, oh, it's not this and it's that blah, blah, blah. Man, fuck out of here, man. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Y'all motherfuckers keep making it seem like it's okay and saying that all these motherfuckers is bad and these motherfuckers is entitled to feel the way that they feel. But what y'all tend to forget is ugly people still exist. But y'all motherfuckers sit there and make it seem like, oh, ugly people don't exist or it's some bullshit. Boy, y'all such a full of shit. All these motherfuckers really ugly as fuck. They just started, they just now started getting their outfits and their wardrobe together. They just now started figuring out what to wear. A lot of these motherfuckers is ugly as hell. They only get away with it because they got makeup, niggas be having certain clothes, certain barbers, all this shit. Like, we are really in the catfish era. Like, niggas thought that we was already getting catfish and niggas seen niggas getting catfish. Nah, bruh. Nah, bro. This shit ain't got worse. This shit ain't got worse than worse. You got niggas out here getting installments in their hair. These niggas getting weaves and shit. Then turning around, niggas getting BBLs. Instead of a BBL, you're getting the DDL. So, that's what I'm like. It's just so much shit that's going on now where motherfuckers who should be being called ugly, who should be called the shit that they, you know, that call it how they see it, these motherfuckers are sitting here switching up, trying to change up their body and all this shit. And even though they still do all that, motherfuckers still don't be satisfied. So I'm like, man, niggas need to let that shit be known at the end of the day. Just because you get plastic surgery and all that don't mean that your ass still ain't ugly. You motherfuckers be ugly than a motherfucker. Then got the nerve to be sitting there talking about, oh, well, you know, I paid for this and I went to Columbia and paid $8,000 for mine. That don't mean shit. That don't mean a goddamn thing. So I'm like, with all this shit they talking about, well, cause you know it's this and it's, nah, bro. Y'all niggas be making excuses. Especially you damn badass niggas, bro. Y'all niggas have made it so fucking bad. We ain't got no room to sit here and say nothing to these ugly bitches. Cause you know why? Niggas be going around humping on them at night or whenever. Shit. Desperate ass motherfuckers, man. Y'all making it bad for niggas who actually got some common sense and actually got some shit that they like. You know? Niggas who actually got morals. Now, niggas gotta sit here and deal with all these other niggas who sit here who don't. Niggas sit here just running through anything. You don't give a fuck if the bitch look like a pig with a wig. Niggas just don't fuck. That's what I'm like, bro. It's just crazy how niggas is just sitting here. It just letting this shit go rampant. Niggas don't have no kind of selectiveness. Nothing. Like, Okay, I understand how back then some motherfuckers was like, yeah, because you know, bro, this is all I can fuck with right now. Okay, that's understandable. But you got a lot of niggas out here who just, I can't even say settle. Niggas be knowing, like, okay, yeah, bro, she ain't really that good to look at, but, bro, she can suck a mean dick. She one of them hoes, bro. You need to really just go on and sit down and focus on you, because that's the last thing you need to do. That's why I'm like, bro, if, like, there's so many niggas out here in this world that just be on that same shit. Don't get me wrong. We only human. I get it, y'all. I know that we have urges. I know that we have moments where we fall short on trying not to, like, indulge in those, like, temptations. But come on, man. For y'all to sit there and keep making excuses about y'all, why y'all keep fucking these tarantula-looking-ass niggas, why y'all fucking these fucking barbarian-looking-ass bitches, I just can't get it. I can't get with it, bro. I can't get with it, bro. I can't. It's so much shit that's going on, like, spiritual-wise, and a lot of shit that's going on right now. Niggas is worried about the wrong shit. Niggas so worried about fucking and doing all this. But it's like, man, bro, if you gonna go out your way and be fucking all these bitches and doing all this shit, at least wear a condom, nigga. Niggas out here fucking bitches unprotectedly and shit. Nigga, you need to be doing you. And I ain't talking about sexually or none of that. You need to be focused on you. Do what you need to do. Niggas be so worried about the wrong shit. That's what I be talking about, man. And it's all on Instagram. It's all on Facebook, TikTok, any little social media thing. They just trying to push that issue to be a hoe. I'm telling you, it's been a hoe agenda for the past 5 years, nigga. And half of these motherfuckers is responsible for it, too, and don't even be really knowing it. Even though they like, oh, well, I'm just making a song about being a hoe and being promiscuous. Yeah, but you don't even understand how many other songs is out like that. Like, are you just choosing to ignore that? Like, nigga, you know how many songs I made just like that? Are you talking about, oh, yeah, well, I'm gonna come out with a song talking about I just might be a hoe. Like, come on, man. That's why I was like, you know, that shit. We've been dealing with this little whole era shit, this whole phase shit for about a cool amount of time now. But I was sick and tired of it. And, you know, if you got everybody, like, you know, all these rapper niggas, these fucking rapper hoes and these singer bitches, like, what, Summer Walker, that was a song I was just singing. Shit, that's one of them motherfuckers. I just might be a hoe. Well, yeah, not just you, I guess the rest of the nation might be some hoes too. Cause it's like, motherfuckers just really don't give a fuck no more or something. That's what it seemed like. Motherfuckers just don't give a fuck no more. And it's like, damn, niggas going out their way to really go put themselves in fucked up positions when they already know what predicament that they already in. That's why I'm like, bro, I can't just do that. I can't do myself like that. Fuck, I look like shooting myself in the foot when I already know I already got 3 toes on that fucking foot. Nigga, I'm not doing that dumb ass shit. If you know what your priorities are and your responsibilities, man, handle that shit first, man. Man, you could go fucking around with as many females as you want. But at the end of the day, bro, we got too many motherfuckers out here that keep running from the responsible part of shit. Like, your responsibilities, dude, make sure that you handle that shit. Tend to your shit. There's so many motherfuckers out here that try to make it seem like, oh, well, you know, bro, it's this going on. I ain't gonna be really able to do. Man, niggas just be making excuses. Watch the next second when he telling you about a bitch he ran into. Well, that nigga ain't making no excuse about that. He's like, yeah, bro, I just gave her my number, so I'm finna see what's going on with her later on tonight. And whoopty whoop whoop whoop, so wish me luck. Like, come on, bro. This is just crazy. So I'm like, you know, bro, a lot of niggas be sitting here fucking their own selves up. So I'm like, you know, bro, I ain't gonna sit there and be that kind of partner and just be on some shit like, oh, yeah, man, go on to do it and leave your. I mean, of course, if you doing what you supposed to do, I'm gonna be that nigga and be like, man, live your life, do what you want to do. But if you're not focused on certain things, and if you know that I'm your brother, nigga, if I fuck with you, nigga, I'm gonna tell you straight up, bro. I'm gonna let you know that shit. So for all this shit about niggas saying, oh, well, you know, it's whoopty whoop, man, fuck all that, bro. Niggas sitting there making excuses. I'm gonna let it be known, and I'm gonna tell you straight up whether you like it or not. But, like I said, though, you know, it ain't my motherfucking life. I ain't the one doing all that shit fucking my shit up. All I know is if niggas know that they gotta go do certain things, you gotta focus on making your money, do what you need to do, man. Just go on and do that shit, man. Stop making excuses and fucking your own self up and shooting yourself in the foot because you want to go fuck some hoe that's your coworker or whatever the case may be. Whether that's a fucking friend, a coworker, one of your motherfucking long lost, like, you know, classmates that you went to school with. I don't give a fuck what it is. Don't fall into your fucking weakness, especially if this ain't your first time. You know damn well that's the last thing you need to be worried about. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that shit. That's why I be telling a lot of motherfuckers sometimes, bro. Just focus on you. But, you know, it's hard for a lot of us to sit there and focus on us if we are, like, you know, already involving ourselves with somebody. I understand that part. I get it. But if you able to go out your way and do all that shit, you should be able to go out your way and have that kind of self-control, man. Self-awareness and shit. Because, like I said, bro, there's too many motherfuckers out here that don't have self-awareness. And motherfuckers be having excuses. And then got the nerve to talk about, oh, well, you know, I was trying to do this and I was trying to whoop-de-whoop-whoop. Well, you know, my motherfuckers will sit here and make that, you know, make that little excuse. But it's only so many that does actually get passed on the other side, bro. And like I said, man, it's a lot of niggas out here pretending, faking and all. All that just to be acting like a certain thing around the homies. And it's like, you don't even gotta act that way. You don't. That's why I don't get about niggas. Niggas act like they really gotta act that way. Bro, you don't have to act that way, bro. Be yourself, nigga. If you like being Mr. Loving Man, be Mr. Loving Man. But don't sit here and play Mr. Loving Man with the bitch. Then get around the homies and talk dirty about her and talk dog shit like you been on your dog shit. You ain't been on shit, nigga. You ain't doing nothing, nigga. Like Fabo said, boy, stop. You ain't doing nothing. And that's real shit. Because a lot of niggas will sit here and play that role and be like, yeah, man, I treated that bitch like whoopie whoop whoop whoop. Man, that bitch, blah, blah, blah. Man, bro, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Y'all niggas really be sitting here on that shit. And talking about, yeah, bro, because I had that bitch, blah, blah, blah. And, man, I went and got the hotel and whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop. And, man, I got the coochie. But, man, it wasn't even that good. Her mouth was cool. Like, niggas be really talking that whole ass storm. And then the second when the female exposed you or somebody else who was around you that also know the story but know the real version of the story exposes you. Yeah, oh, it's a whole different ballgame, bro. It's a whole different ballgame, bro. So I'm like, bro, I don't know why niggas sit there and do themselves like that when niggas just be worried about them. Worry about getting your money doing you. But, you know, niggas be on that whole route, man. Then gotta find out the hard way once other people know of your business and all that. You should be cautious, bro, because people look at you differently. Like, for real, for real. Even though you may not be like, oh, yeah, bro, you know, I ain't tripping and I ain't blah, 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 because shit, that nigga don't know me like that. Niggas don't know you like that, but they still judging you off of your actions. That's why I'm like, okay, you tripping off of the, like, you not tripping off of the fact that this nigga ain't tripping, but come on, bro. It just don't make sense. It just don't make sense. Like, of course you ain't gonna have self-awareness and no kind of self-respect for yourself. That's why your ass ain't tripping about niggas saying, oh man, this nigga toxic and this nigga just blah, blah, blah. Well, of course you ain't tripping because, nigga, you already carry yourself like that where you don't care. So if a nigga say that to your face and all that, you ain't gonna give a fuck neither. You just gonna still be on that same shit. Which is not cool, because at the end of the day, niggas don't need to be on that timer, bro. Niggas need to be doing what they need to be doing. But, like I said, everybody uses their time for other things that they feel like is more important. And once we find out at the last minute and find out, like, once it's too late, years later, once you get into shit and your ass over here trying to pick up the pieces after what happened, now you just really fucking up. So I'm like, yeah, bro, it's kind of fucked up. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. That's what I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, man, a lot of you niggas be sitting here making excuses for shit and be making it seem like y'all be on some P shit, but y'all niggas don't be on no P shit. Especially if one of the homies know the whole story and niggas get around you and be like, nah, bruh, Like, niggas ain't on no P shit. What the fuck you doing? Doing this, that, and blah, blah, blah. And you cooking dinner for a bitch. Nah, if motherfuckers saying all that, bro, you gotta go sit down, bro. Because niggas is gonna expose you at this point. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, bro, I'm just speaking to all you niggas out there right now, to whoever listening. Listen, bro. If you one of them niggas that like to go be on promiscuous shit and go be, you know, with a female, you be on some romantic shit on the low or whatever, okay, go do that. But, bro, don't come around the homies. I repeat, do not come around the homies trying to front and flex like you been on some pimp shit. And then try to speak like you was on some P shit with the bitch. And then talk about, yeah, bro, because you know the bitch was blah, blah, blah. And yeah, man, she was feeling me. That's why she can't leave me alone. And she won't stop blowing up my phone and texting me. But the second, the homie who already know the whole story, and you probably even went to him for advice to be like, bro, what flowers should I get her and whoopie whoop? Come on, man. Come on, bro. You fucking up, pimp. So-called pimp. Come on, man. So, all I'm saying is, man, you got a lot of niggas out here that be really just like, they're confused. I wouldn't say liars, because in order to be a liar, you gotta know what you're doing. You gotta be knowing what you're taking advantage of and then be doing that shit. But, talking about, yeah, you pimping and you, no. You just confused, because that ain't pimping. That ain't pimping. So that's why I'm like, you know, it's a lot of confused ass niggas out here that be on some shit like that and be like, yeah, well, you know, we out here on this pimp shit. Ball. No, bro. No, bro. We're not. Shit. I'm not. I'm not finna speak for everybody else. I don't know what everybody else got going on in their life. But I know for a fact, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on getting my business. I'm focused on getting out of school. I'm focused on trying to better my fucking life. Shit like that don't better your fucking life. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to judge niggas or nothing. I mean, I understand. Yeah, it may look nice on camera and all that. And everybody be like, yeah, he got 300 bitches with him. Yeah, that's cool. But do you know how many headaches he got to deal with? 300 of them, nigga. It's all kinds of shit. And of course, they're going to make it seem like, oh, man, when you got the whole game figured out, you ain't going to have no problem with your hoes. And, man, bro. Don't fall for all that fucking 70s ass malarkey bullshit. That shit don't exist no more. That shit is dead. So for all you niggas out there who think all that little shit is really alive and well, y'all niggas need to go sit down with that dumbass shit. That mentality is gonna have your ass locked up right next to them old niggas doing 50 years for human trafficking. On mamas. Shit, that's my little cousin. That little dumbass nigga still ain't learned his lesson. Your ass got out first time and got lucky that you didn't get hit with 20 years for human trafficking. Your ass go right back for the same shit. Well, bye-bye. Shit. It's on you, nigga. And I was one of them. I was telling him, I was like, cuz, make sure you just stay on the right path with shit, man. And that you got a daughter and shit now. Hopefully this will calm your ass down. He was like, LOL, yeah, you right. Nigga want to say LOL because he already knew he wasn't finna take that shit serious. That's why he said it, laughing out loud. So I'm like, bro, a lot of y'all niggas, bro, y'all niggas don't listen till it's too late. Y'all don't listen till y'all done fucked up 3, 4, 5 times. See, some motherfuckers learn after the second time, but niggas don't learn after the second time. You niggas gotta fuck up 4 more times in order to understand, okay, maybe we shouldn't go this route with this, and maybe I shouldn't do this, and maybe, well, it's too late now. Shit. Y'all niggas be going on a whole different round with this shit and got the nerve to think that, oh, motherfuckers gonna fuck with you because, oh, yeah, well, he said, yeah, because that's that. Nah, bro. Niggas is sitting there going a whole different round with shit. So I'm like, you know, if you going out your way to really try to, like, hook motherfuckers up and give them some game and give them some knowledge about some shit, man, that's because you give a fuck about them. But, you know, motherfuckers also trying to challenge you and make it seem like, oh, well, I appreciate you, nigga, but, you know, niggas don't take your advice and all that. You just got to keep it pushing, bro. You can't be mad about that. That's how they want to get down. That's how they want to get down, plain and simple. Like I said, though, it's too many niggas out here that really think, like, just because you out here talking shit about a bitch and all that, you don't think that niggas got enough common sense to put two and two together and see past your dumb shit? So I'm like, come on, bro. Niggas already done looked past your shit, bro, and was already just telling you, like, dude, you need to start getting the money out the bitch, and you need to blah blah blah, and you need. So if niggas is giving you this game, niggas is telling you in your face, and all you could do is combat it with, yeah, because you know my granddaddy a pimp, and my dude, you just talking yourself out the game now. Because if your granddaddy was such a pimp, and if your family was such pimps and all this, why they didn't teach you nothing to be in a good position yourself, nigga? I'm sorry, bro. It's just from observation. You feel me? I know niggas whose dads was pimps. I got uncles, I got grandfathers and all that. I know people too, but I'm not putting that out there to flaunt it, and especially if I don't have nothing to show for it. Come on, dude. That's stupid shit. That's dumb shit. For a nigga to sit there and say, yeah, man, I got all the game and blah, blah, blah. But then every relationship or every little fucking little female that you've been having interactions with has been going sideways and sour. You was always left with the short end of the stick, where you was left having to pick up all the pieces, and now you got to figure out how to pay the rest of your bills and shit. Nigga, that ain't pimping. Pimping is already having to figure it out, because somebody got it, you know, got it at the end of the day and took care of what they were supposed to take care of, because they wanted to make sure that you was good. However that shit is set up, you don't have it set up that way, bruh. Niggas don't have it set up that way. So for a nigga to sit there and be like, yeah, because you know my granddaddy a pimp, and I'm like, bro, just calm down, bro. Chill out, because you got yourself sounding crazy and looking crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, motherfuckers who claim that, you know, they know about the art of, like, you know, that kind of shit. And I don't understand y'all niggas, man, because y'all niggas sit there and say one thing and then your actions show another. Because motherfuckers who supposed to be on that kind of time, they shouldn't have to wait around on one female, or wait around because, oh, well, you know, I gotta wait for her to come pick me up in her car and blah, blah, blah. Well, I thought she was Mr. Pimp Man, Super Mac Fly Daddy. Thought she had like three other, you know, hoes somewhere else that you could have called and see if they was available. You ain't got like seven other more bitches? So I'm like, bro, I just don't get it. That's why it's like, I'm one of those skeptic niggas. So when niggas bring up shit like that to me and bring that to my attention, I challenge it. So I'm like, okay, Mr. Pimp Man, since you say you a pimp, where's your whole stable? And when I start bringing up shit, niggas want to get mad at me, because once I start bringing up shit, start being like an asshole, don't be mad at me. You was the one to put yourself in that predicament of that conversation. I didn't bring up nothing about pimping. You did. All I did was just challenge your thoughts and challenge your mind. But it shows me that you only know a certain amount, or to some degree you think you pimping, and nigga, you ain't doing shit. That nigga got $1 out of one bitch and was like, I'm a pimp. I'm like, I don't get this shit. I really don't get it. And that's why I'm saying this right now. Reason why I'm bringing all this up and even bringing this up in my podcast episode is because I've been seeing so much of this shit being posted and being talked about lately. About just motherfuckers saying, yeah, because you know I got hella hoes. Men and women. Especially the women over here talking about how many niggas could take care of them and how many bitches, you know, they said that they could scare, you know, away so they could have that particular nigga just to be up under his, you know, her fingernails type shit. So that's what I'm just like, bro. Nigga. Yeah, my fault. Had a little interruption right there. But as I was saying, man, I just feel like a lot of y'all just need to chill out with that fucked up mindset. Because it's so many people who got that mindset that I noticed. But it's like, the fact that motherfuckers will sit there and make it seem like, okay, yeah, we all think like this and we all on that same mindset. No, I mean, y'all are, but I'm probably by myself. I'm not really on that kind of time. I'm focused on getting my shit together. I'm focused on trying to get my stuff, like, off the ground and getting my business and all my little shit together. So, at the end of the day, people who sit there and still thinking that mindset, you could put all that energy and that same, like, that same tactic into your own shit. Thinking, yeah, because, you know, I could get any... Yeah, you could do that instead of thinking that you could get any bitch. You could get any business partner. Like, you could change up your vocabulary and start applying that shit to things that you could actually do. It's a lot of motherfuckers that be out here and just want to just sell themselves short of shit. I think that, oh, all you can do is just be a wife. All you can do is be a husband. All you can do is be a prostitute. All you can do is be a pimp. All you can do is be a worker. No, there's more to it. And people sell themselves short because either what they see and what they used to seeing around them, or what motherfuckers do around them. But it's like, it's just kind of crazy, man. Niggas need to understand. Niggas need to really understand that shit is not like, you know, what it all cracked up to be. That's why I just feel like a motherfucker to sit there and y'all going out your way to be talking about, well, you know, because it's blah, blah, blah. And that's the whole reason why, you know, I got hella hoes. And come on, man. Chill out, bro. Things be sounding so stupid. And this shit just sounding educated as hell. So I just be like, bro, eventually, one day, all these motherfuckers will wake up and understand, like, how stupid that shit sounds. You know, niggas be moving like it's the 90s, like you still gotta sell some ass and you still gotta wait for your bitch to be on the corner and be, bitch, where's my money? Come on, bro. Really? Nigga, this is 2024. Like, niggas could start their own business from just by not even leaving the house. Niggas could start a whole business by just making videos on TikTok. Nigga, you could get money off of all that shit if you just take the time to do the research and learn, right? So that's why I just feel like with all this shit that's like being spreaded and being pushed out on social media right now, y'all niggas falling for that shit. Y'all looking goofy. I'll give you another example. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all remember that nigga Shark from No Jumper, Soft White Underbelly. So Shark, basically, he claimed that, you know, he made a comfortable, you know, I guess a comfortable life for himself off of his past lifestyle. And he claimed, you know, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. And I don't have to blah, blah, blah. I'm actually raising awareness so nobody feel like they have to keep doing that and whoop-de-woo. But my thing is this. You sit there and act like you're not trying to, like, do that shit anymore. But how you carry yourself and how you talk to females on your shit, you still carry yourself like you still pimping most of these hoes, nigga. Let's be real, bro. Like, of course, we understand. Yeah, you know. Yeah, old habits die hard. But come on, bro. At the end of the day, you should understand. Like, I got to carry myself a certain way. I got to do this. I got to do that. If you knew how you was trying to charm the bitches and all that back then before you was claiming that you were retired and a refounded pimp, nigga, you should know. It's all in the tone and all that. So why are you talking to most of these females that you're supposed to be interviewing on No Jumper and all that with a fucked up tone? Like you're threatened by them. You use a threatening tone. You use tones like motherfuckers would use if they was talking to niggas that was trying to get at they bitch. Like, come on, bro. You be talking to straight females like, you know, you trying to square up on them. Straight with the fan niggas. The niggas who be fanned out that just come to No Jumper so they could get a little fan. Them niggas ain't no tough ass niggas and nothing. Why are you and that almighty suspect nigga always trying to press the fat white niggas? I don't get it. Go press one of the niggas who look like y'all. Go press one of them niggas in LA in the street. Bet you won't do that. That nigga gonna skedaddle. That nigga gonna get the tap dancing on the concrete. That nigga gonna be running. Like bright looking ass nigga. Yeah, I can say it because that nigga damn near the same complexion as me. Shit. So, I'm just saying. It's like, nigga try to sit there and talk all that shit about, yeah, because, you know, I've been pimping for this and I was a pimp of the year 2 times and 2 years in a row. Okay, that's cool. That's so nice. Like, but is that an actual accomplishment, nigga? Like, niggas actually put that on their fucking resume type shit? I mean, okay, yeah, streets and all that shit. But with how the streets is changing now and how there's certain motherfuckers that's in the streets that got their name popping that's buzzing right now. These motherfuckers didn't have to do the same shit that you had to do years back. These niggas getting famous off of not even pimping hoes and all. These niggas getting famous off of exposing niggas who claim that they real all the time and got all real jewelry. One of them niggas ran up on that nigga Sharp and was like, yeah, bro, let's test your diamonds real quick. Tested that nigga's diamonds, bro. His shit barely was even going up, bro. I was like, damn. I understand nigga retired pimping all that, but what about your jewelry? Your jewelry retired too, nigga? God damn. Is your jewelry retired? I mean, is that why you can't get no more diamonds or something? What the fuck? So I'm like, you know, it's funny how niggas be like, yeah, man, you know, you gotta really be built for this lifestyle. And you gotta blah, blah, blah. And then the second This nigga pulled out the diamond tester, and that nigga was like, yeah, go on ahead, church. And when a nigga seen that shit wasn't going off, he looked down at that shit like, what the fuck? Yeah, nigga. Yeah. I'm like, you know, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's a lot of niggas out here that be faking. A lot of fakers out here, bro. Niggas be faking just so they can, you know, get their little 15 minutes of fame and be like, yeah, bro, cause you know, man, bro, I've been doing this shit since I was 12 and 13. Like, okay, that's cool, but